It was 2 years that went by before Joseph came up out of the prison that he was in as a result of his service. In fact, Genesis 41, verse 14, in verse chapter 41, verse 14, lets us know. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they quickly brought him out of the pit. And so we find that after 2 years, you know, he is quickly brought out of the prison. And I just want to, again, lean a little heavier on this to note and let you realize that there's often a long wait before a quickly. And, you know, I just want to tell somebody, in fact, just go ahead and preach this to your neighbor on the way to what I want to talk about. Look at your neighbor, tell them, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Tell them, don't quit before the quick. Oh, that was a word for somebody there. Because there are many of you that are going to quit before the quick. Quit before that quick happens. Some of you all, you don't even realize you are literally right on the brink of a breakthrough. And the devil wants to dupe you out. Why do you think he's fighting you so hard? Because he can see in the spirit. And many of us, as we're going through things that are difficult, we are blinded from the fact that we are right around the corner, right on the cusp of a breakthrough. And so we note this, that even when Joseph, watch, it's his service in the prison that elevates him to the palace. Everybody say, the palace. And then we note this, the fact is that this happens when Joseph says to Pharaoh, in verse 41, verse 25, the dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. There are a lot of people, I want to note this in verse 25 of Genesis 41, that God gives Pharaoh, who is a heathen king that worships gods, he is a polytheist, but he is someone who is someone that is not a follower of Yahweh or the Most High God. And, you know, God is still giving him dreams in this political system, you know. And it's interesting because I want us to know there are many of us that don't think that God deals with or is interested in the governmental affairs. And it was awfully quiet right there. But the fact is that God can even speak to governmental officials and show them things. Watch, yet again, creating an opportunity for the church to be an answer. Are you hearing me? There are many of you that are in certain spaces and places, and you think, what you don't realize is that you are there to be on assignment. Fact is, Joseph was serving in every season. And this is what led to his elevation. He was serving after he got out of the pit. He was serving in Potiphar's house. He was serving in the prison. And now we find him again as a result of the activation, the dream interpretation activation that he has in the prison. He is now positioned to serve Pharaoh in this season to give clarity, watch, to what is happening around that God is getting ready to do in the earth, because there was a famine that was coming. Someone say a famine. And so Joseph was positioned to give wisdom to Pharaoh around governmental affairs. And I want you to know and understand that there are a lot of us that think that God has only called many of you to serve within the four walls of a church environment. But can I tell you that there are many of you that are called to the marketplace, that are called to government, that are called to be a voice, to be able to help to shape what God wants to do in the earth and to protect his people during times of difficulty. Are you with me? Can I tell you, let me just let you know this. Not only should you not quit before the quick, I'm just summarizing these things as we look at Joseph's life and it comes to a conclusion. You are called to service, watch, in every season. So this lets us know, because see, it might have seemed like, okay, Joseph served in the prison, and so that's dope and cool, and he did all these wonderful things, and now he's in the palace, and so he don't have to be a servant anymore. But you are called, some of you, you're wondering, you know, what should I do in this season? Oh my gosh, I'm sitting here, I'm thumb twiddling, you know, the next thing is not open. Can I tell you, when you're trying to figure out what you should do, look for the nearest service opportunity. There are many of you right now, you come to church and you're like, God, I'm looking for what it is that God wants me to do, you know, and I'm still trying to, you know, figure out what his purpose is for my life. Can I tell you that oftentimes your purpose is attached to your service? Amen. I'm telling you, show up and start opening a door. Can I just talk? Oh, this is life hack type stuff. I want, you know, I want you in every opportunity to be a service finder. Because your purpose is often attached to your service. You never graduate from service. What we see from the life of Joseph in Matthew chapter 23, verse 11, it's the epitome of what Jesus says. Jesus says, the greatest among you shall be your servant. When the disciples were inquiring and wondering, you know, who is the greatest among us? And who's going to sit in the highest seat and things of this nature? And Jesus makes it clear that, you know, not only Jesus himself, he said, didn't even come to be served. He came to serve. And he makes it clear that the greatest among you is your servant. So the higher you go is the lower you're supposed to go. Are you with me? And so this is important because we find that Joseph, he is in a place of service. And then now out of nowhere, the fulfillment to the dream that he had 17 years before that. That he had 13 years before that. He was 17 and then he ends up being 30 when the dream and the vision comes to pass. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 42, if you're tracking along with me, Genesis 42 verse 6. The Bible says, now Joseph was governor over the land. So here he is in this palace place after he waited and served faithfully through all of those seasons. And he finds himself second in command in all of Egypt. In chapter 42, verse 6 says, now Joseph was governor over the land. He was the one who sold to all the people of the land. So this is during the time of famine. He instructs and tells Pharaoh he needs to ration off the food and manage it in a certain way. And so now he is responsible. He is responsible for this structure and this system. Can I just tell some of y'all that the reason why God has given some of you a vision and a dream is watch, he is positioning you to operate in certain contexts where your role doesn't even exist yet. I just, there's just a spirit of prophecy on me today. I don't know. Somebody ought to receive it. There's some of you, you're wondering, why have you called me here, God? Look, Joseph comes with the vision and then he ends up, watch, there's a space created for him. Amen. He literally serves himself into a role. There's some of you that are called to do certain things. You're like, why am I here? And God's saying, what I gave you is actually going to open a space for you to be able to have the position and the resources that you need. What God is calling some of you to is not even in existence yet. Wow. But he gives Joseph this role, puts him in this place, and now look at what happens. Remember the dream he had in Genesis 37 where all of his family was going to come and bow before him, and they thought it was about worship, but they didn't realize, come on, that it was actually that their life was going to be spared in a time of famine. But here, look at the text. Text says, as we continue to read, he sold the people of the land, and this is verse 6, and Joseph's brothers came, watch, and bowed themselves before him with their faces to the ground. So the thing is, although they didn't get it, although they tried to stop it, although they threw him in a pit and sold him into slavery and all sorts of stuff happened, what God says is going to come to pass. Yeah. Even when people forgot him in the prison, at the right time, amen, God refreshed their memory. Amen. You saw it in the text. I want you to know there's people who are trying to stop you. There are demons and devils that have been, some of you, you're wondering like, why is it that I always see this thing? Why is it that the bag of chips that I like so much always seems to be on sale at the right time? Why is it, see, and some of y'all, you think it's just because of this phone and because they hacked the phone and they're listening in. Yes, they're doing that too. But can I tell you that there have been demons on assigned to your life from before you even took your first breath? Come on. That have been assigned to try and stop and hinder you. They did it to Jesus. Herod literally put out an agenda, an assignment to kill all of the firstborns, males, because he heard that there was a king that was coming who was going to be greater than he was. But even though he put that agenda and that assignment out, come on somebody, God preserved Christ and kept him all the way to the cross where he died for our sins and rose again. I love it. I love the fact that God took Jesus to Africa. Come on, can I just talk about it? And he was born. He is a Palestinian Jew born in a manger. Come on somebody. born in a manger, in an obscure place, coming up from humble beginnings, but in a position where he is hidden and where he has all of these scenarios that transpire that didn't make sense. But the fact is that God was going to bring to pass the plans for Jesus's life because the word of God would not return unto him void. And with this in mind, the plans and the things that God has said over your life, I'm here to declare to you, it don't matter if your mama tries to stop you. She might cook good. Come on. She might get to, oh, you don't want, okay. She, you know, it don't matter what they did to you. Don't matter how they tried to stop you and talk about you and dash you away. At the end of the day, they might have dashed you away, but they can't throw you away. Come on. Because God, you're in God's hand, and God's promises and his plans will come to pass for your life. Somebody who believes it, you ought to put those hands together and get... I want you to understand this. So they come and they bow before him, and at that moment, verse 9, Joseph remembered the dreams that he had dreamed of them. And so it's in that moment, there's aha moments that suddenly pop up out of nowhere, you know. And so it wasn't just him being rescued quickly out the prison and put into the position that he was put in. But then right here, he has an aha where it is revealed, where he remembers what it is that God has said. I believe in the season to come that there are certain things that are popping up. There are things that are even happening in your life. And you're like, man, this don't make sense. But I believe it's going to make sense after a while.
Amen.
As long as you continue to walk into what God has called you to, that God is going to give you the clarity and the understanding when you need it. As you continue to serve him. And so he goes on. I want you to understand, you know, Joseph, he toys with them a little bit in verse 9. He remembers the dream and he said to them, "You're spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." They said to him, "No, my Lord, your servants have come to buy food." This is verse 8 through 10. Can I tell you that, you know, the fact is, just to zoom out and really look back at these dreams again, that God dreams, watch, are usually misunderstood by those they are designed to serve. And so when you have a dream, this Joseph's life, he reminds us, even it's similar to Christ. Those who he came to save and to serve, they rejected him and received him not. In fact, in John chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, it says of Christ, "The true light," someone say Jesus, "which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him." Verse 11, "He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." And so those, Jesus came to die for the sins of mankind. This is why he was born of a virgin. And this is why he came miraculously into the earth and was humbly born in a manger. And when the king was looking for him, he was spared and he was secured because of the agenda and the assignment that God had on his life. But even though this was the case, you know, those who are around rejected him because they did not get it. But Joseph, as a type of Christ, goes through this similar situation. But I want you to understand this, man, because, you know, in this time, it's important for us. Can I just make it relevant for today? We have to be intentional about keeping our eyes open for the Josephs, and you who are called with assignments on your life, you've got to be faithful to being the Josephs in the time. Watch, God always has a signpost in our midst, watch, to prosper and protect his people in perilous times. And there are many of you, watch, we're missing what God is doing, just like the Jews missed at the time. Jesus, who was a Jew, they missed what he came to do in that time, and even to save the world. And they missed it because they missed the fact that he came with something that went against the grain. And this is why I'm telling you, even as a church, what you're sharing here as a Christian and what we're sharing is not popular. And it doesn't go in line with everyone talking about, "All of the gods are the same." No. It doesn't go in line with the fact that, oh, you serve Jesus, and Islam's saying, "We love Jesus too." No. In fact, Islam says, "We love Jesus more than y'all love Jesus." But the fact of the matter is, their Jesus is not our Jesus. Their Jesus was just a good man and a prophet. The Jesus we believe is God in flesh.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. The Jesus of Jehovah's Witnesses, they would teach and say that he is a God. We don't believe he's a God. We believe he is the second person, come on somebody, in the Trinity, which is our mighty God. He's not a God. We, you know, can I just talk about it? There's a difference because there are people who think, oh, well, you're all saying the same thing. And so, no, this Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to God the Father but by him. These are exclusive claims. And so what you share is not popular. And then what goes in is in step with that, instruction-wise, in the world, is not popular. But I'm telling you, if you follow the Josephs, and if you be the Joseph, God will use you and I to be to the place. And we can also, if we listen and we follow the instructions of those who may not be popular in a time, God can use those people to help us to walk in a place of prosperity during perilous times. Are you with me? Yeah. And so it's okay. It's okay to be different. It's okay to speak up and be different. It's okay. Yes, stop trying to fit in. I just love this because although there's a bigger picture around what Joseph is doing because he is feeding the people of God through which Jesus is ultimately going to come. And but it's even though there's this big picture, the beautiful thing is that God is caring about the fact that there are people who are starving. Right. God is involved and he cares even about the minutia. And so I love it because I'm sharing this because there are Josephs. You might be a Joseph or a Josephette. Come on, somebody. Or there may be Josephs around you that are giving instruction in order for how you can prosper during difficult times. And we would have to open our ears and our eyes because God indeed is interested in these things. Are you with me? Yes. But this is what I love because at the end of this whole deal, we look at Joseph's life. He has a back and forth with his brothers and their father, and they celebrate because they find out that Joseph is still alive, and now he is in this position. And watch what happens in Genesis 50, verses 15 through 21. Can you turn there real quickly? I'm going to read it for the sake of time. This is powerful. So when it's all said and done, watch verse 15. Bible says, when Joseph's brothers, Genesis chapter 50, saw that their father was dead, they said, it may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil we did to him. Listen, can I tell you this? This is nuts because they expect Joseph to come back and pay them back for them dashing him in the pit and being completely waste. And what instead they, although they expect this from him, look at what happens. Verse 16. So they sent a message to Joseph saying, your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father. Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, behold, we are your servants. But Joseph said to them, do not fear, for am I in the place of God? Can I tell you this? Watch, that when God gives you dreams, watch, dreams from God usually include service to your enemies. Oh, y'all are awfully quiet there. When they come back around and Joseph has the opportunity to clap back, I'm talking soft because I want you to get this. When he has the opportunity to stick up all sorts of fingers and cuss them out and make them starve. Come on. He got to the place where he remembered, watch, there are many of us who are more interested in revenge than the fulfillment of our dream. That was the opportunity for him to cuss them out. It was the opportunity for him to get them back when in actuality, everything he went through was for him to be positioned to be able to serve those who were going to do him damage. And he says, don't fear, because am I in the place of God? In other words, what he's saying in this moment is he goes, at the end of the day, I'm not perfect. There are many of you, the reason why you treat your enemies the way you do when they come back in front of you is because you think that you're better than them. But I wonder if there's anybody in this place, come on, that says, you know what? At the end of the day, I am actually no better than those who have done damage to me. Because at the end of the day, I am not perfect. And so he humbles himself in that moment. No perfect people allowed. He humbles himself in that moment. And when he could have been like, nyah, eh? He goes, listen, fam. I'm not in the place of God. But peep, I'm done. But I want you to note this. Here, watch. He goes on and he says in verse 20, as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good. To bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Oh, are you with me? So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones. Can I tell you that there are many of you that you are missing what it is that God has given you that dream for in the first place? And you've got caught up with the lights and the glamour of the next season. And I'm telling that many of you, you are being set up, watch, to get caught up by the glamour of the next season and the opportunity to be in pride over those who hurt you, as opposed to seeing it as an opportunity to humble yourself and carry out what God called you to in the first place. Peep this. You know, we often will hear, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Come on. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. If you're feeling nice, you can preach it. He leadeth me down. He said, let me go now. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Watch. He goes on. He says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Some of y'all shouting because you're going to be like, you're like, look, I'm so excited. Woo-wee. I'm sitting at this table because he prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Look at me yamming this ackee and saltfish. And all of you that talked about me, this jerk chicken tastes sweet. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But your perspective of what that table is for determines if you have the heart of God. Do you think he made the table in the presence of your enemy for you to gloat? Or if you have the heart of Christ, come on, Joseph, you don't see the table prepared as an opportunity to gloat and be prideful. If you have the heart of God, you want to really give the devil a black eye, not by sticking up fingers and making all sorts of incognito statuses. You know what you do? You bless those who curse you. Come on, somebody. You tell your neighbor and the enemies that were around you, pull up a seat and have a seat at this table. I want you to taste and see that what you meant for evil, that God meant for good. How do you see the table? This is why Romans chapter 12, I'm done, declares and says, 12 verse 14 through 21, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be haughty or prideful, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Behold, never avenge yourselves, but leave the wrath to God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay. I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on their head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. How do you see the table? I don't care if they say, nah, fam, I don't want to eat. You can go eat your food. I'm gonna be, let them do that. But your assignment as a Christian, oh, can I just bring it home for you? When you and I were sinners, sinking deep in sin, the gospel makes absolutely no sense to the natural mind. Because the fact of the matter is that the gospel, watch, is like Batman dying for Joker. It's like Jesus died for his enemies. He died for you and I when we didn't deserve it. He says, here's a seat at the table. come and dine through my death, my burial, and my resurrection. And so today, I call you. I call you, Joseph, Josephina. I call you to be faithful to the assignment. Don't let the flesh stop you from what God gave you the dream for in the first place. And beyond this, my encouragement to you today that do not know this Jesus that I'm talking about, that do not know this Christ, and they're not in relationship with this Jesus that we're singing about today, I want to invite and encourage you to put your trust in Him today. If you have never done so, how do I do that? The Bible says to repent. Someone say repent. Means to turn from serving yourself, sin, and Satan. And you say, I turn and I put my trust in you. Someone say believe. I repent and I believe. Jesus, I believe you came. I believe you died. I believe you rose from death with all power. And I put my trust in you. I want you to be the Lord and the boss of my life. And then not only this, after you repent and you believe, you are baptized. Someone say, be baptized. Glory to God. Although there have been 123 people baptized just within these last year and three quarters or so, there is still room for you. And you today can make that decision to put your trust in Christ. Repent, believe, and be baptized. Our next baptism will be in January, the end of January. Glory to God. We dip you in the water, showing that you've left your old life behind with Christ. And we bring you up out of the water. You're unified with His resurrection. Glory to God. And so with this in mind today, you may have walked away from Christ. And you're like, I want to come back home to Him. I've been out here too long. And Jesus is saying, you walked away from me, but I never walked away from you. And His arms are open wide, ready to receive you back into fellowship. So if that person is you today, I want to draw your attention to our connection card. Go to servecity.ca/connection card. For those who are listening, let us know about your decision today. Glory to God, whatever this decision was. And we will connect with you and help you to take those next steps in following Jesus. Glory to our God. So listen, if you can, if this message was a blessing to you, go ahead and put those hands together and give the Lord praise if you are blessed today.